You're listening to KNKX, and as we approach Election Day, we're looking at local races throughout Western Washington. Next up, we're stopping in Burien, about 10 miles south of downtown Seattle. The city is fresh off a fierce debate about whether it should be a sanctuary city, with policies protecting undocumented immigrants. The fight tore open a divide in Burien, splitting neighbors over issues like immigration and racial justice. 88.5's Will James reports that divide is helping define this year's election.
If you talk to people around Burien, they'll tell you elections here used to be about potholes and streetlights. But something's changed. I catch Joseph Saya as he's walking through Burien's downtown.
Yeah, it's a little insane. There's two pretty strong camps.
Lisa Parks agrees. She's lived here 35 years and says local politics are more heated than ever.
It's devastating. I feel like Burien has always been a really friendly town, and it hurts me to see the division.
What people disagree on is when Burien politics started to change and who's to blame. If you ask Jimmy Matta, things started changing here right after the 2016 election, when something dark seemed to wake up in Burien. It all started with a scene he witnessed between two men at a supermarket.
I seen this individual that was smiling and this other individual that was very upset. And the individual smiling was Latino, so I was wondering if he was understanding what was going on. So I make sure he was okay.
Matta approached the two men.
And the guy turns around and says, "Yep, that's right. Your president is gone. You're going back home." So shocking to me, right? Because this is my home. I'm an American.
Matta was born in Idaho, and his parents are from Guatemala. He grew up as a farm worker in eastern Washington. He says it was that day in the supermarket that he decided to run for Burien City Council. In the months after that, he says, similar incidents happened to his son, his daughter, his mom, and they're still happening.
I was walking the other day, and this guy had a Trump shirt on, and he pointed at Trump. And I smiled, and I just waved at him, right? I mean, what am I supposed to respond to that? Guy's pointing at Trump, like, you know, is it that you're telling me that he's going to come for me? I mean, what are you trying to say, right?
Trump's election happened after years of change in Burien. Since 2000, the city's Latino population has nearly tripled, while the white population has stayed pretty stagnant. Meanwhile, residents say younger and more progressive people have brought a new style of politics to town. These forces collided with an older, whiter Burien during the past year's sanctuary city debate. A few weeks after Trump won the election, the Burien City Council passed a law in a split vote, saying city staff and police can't ask about a resident's immigration status. Then there was a repeal effort. The debates at City Hall sounded like this. The sanctuary city law survived the repeal effort, and the debate quieted down. But lines were drawn. Now, Burien is left with a slate of candidates who protested the repeal and other candidates who supported it. On Facebook pages, like one called Take Back Burien, residents are calling each other socialists and racists. There's a lot of talk about campaign lawn signs being stolen.
I was labeled as somebody who was anti-immigrant.
City Council member Debbie Wagner voted against the sanctuary city law and signed the petition to repeal it. Now she's running against Jimmy Matta to keep her seat. And she says in this race, it's gotten harder to talk to people.
I was out on the corner at a Meet the Candidates night, and a lady came up to me and said, "You don't represent me." And I said, "Why is that?" And she said, "Because you're white." And I said, "So what does that mean? Is it because of my color that I'm not fixing your roads properly or providing police?"
Wagner says when she voted against the sanctuary city law, she was mostly worried about the Trump administration cutting federal funding for the city's police. She also says she's worried about undocumented immigrants in Burien because they haven't been, as she puts it, vetted.
We don't know if we're protecting someone fleeing a drug cartel or if we're protecting the drug cartel.
The issue she's most passionate about is pollution and noise from jets at nearby SeaTac Airport. But since the sanctuary city debate, she says she spends a lot of time defending herself against accusations that she's racist. She says some people have even slammed the door in her face. Her opponent, Jimmy Matta, has had some tough door knocks as well.
You know, the other day, knocked on a door and I asked, if there was something I could fix, what would it be? said, well, number one, teach these Mexicans how to speak English and get rid of so many Mexicans.
He says his 14-year-old daughter was campaigning with him when that happened. Burien's population is now about half white. But since Burien incorporated in 1993, just two people of color have sat on the city council. Matta doesn't know if he can change that, but he says he might be able to help his city heal. And that starts with conversations like the one he had with that woman who answered the door.
When I left her, I said, look, I want you to feel that you have a friend where if you feel scared or you have questions, you can go knock on the door and I'll be there to open the door. You know, this lady broke down and cried.
Matta is no fan of all this divisiveness, but he says it is time for some hard conversations in Burien. Will James, 88.5 News.
For more local election coverage, visit knkx.org.